Right now, if you want to catch a wild reptile or amphibian in Utah to keep as a pet, the process is a bit convoluted.
They would have to consult our current regulations and determine whether that species is categorized as not controlled, controlled, or prohibited. If it's a controlled species, then they have to get a certificate of registration, and we would review it to determine if they can or cannot collect that species.
This is Drew Dittmer, one of the native species coordinators for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. He specializes in the conservation of reptiles and amphibians.
We are wanting to move to a permit that a user interested in these species will buy. The permit will be available online, but before they can purchase it, they'll have to take an education course that covers basic biology of reptiles and amphibians in the state of Utah and rules about when and where this activity would be allowed.
The permit doesn't allow people to collect dangerous reptiles and amphibians like rattlesnakes or Gila monsters, and sensitive species like the Arizona toad also can't be collected. After you catch a reptile or amphibian, under the new proposal, you would be required to report where and when you found it to the DWR. Dittmer says that this will improve the data on reptile and amphibian locations.
That gives us an incredible line of data that we currently don't have. There is no other state that has started this model. It's got a strong citizen science element.
Interested parties can give feedback to the DWR on the proposal. More details at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.